Blog Talk Radio.
Inigo?
Yes.
How are you, baby doll?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show. Let me give you a round of applause. Everybody's in the station is going to give you a round of applause, okay?
Okay. I can't hear you that well. I'm not sure why, but just wanted you to know. Hello?
I'm here, Inigo. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. No, everybody needs to give you a round of applause. I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking
to
you.
Okay.
So how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I've been doing interviews all day long. Well, you know. It's a part of radio.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And so many people have to, you know, everybody's releasing, around the same time, you know, so everybody's trying to come out, you know, and so much competition
mm-hmm.
right now. But
right.
Nevertheless, first of all, one thing I want you to do for me is, and for my listeners, I want you to introduce yourself. Let them know what a talented individual you are, because they don't know like I know. So I've read, you know, the information that Press sent over to me, and, you know. Very, very impressive resume, but I want you to let my listeners know, you know, how talented you are, you know, and what type, you know, what you bring into the music industry. Let them know.
Okay. You want me to do that now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, awesome. Again, my name is Jocelyn, a.k.a. Indigo. I am an up-and-coming gospel artist on the rise, trying to do my thing for the kingdom. Just got a lot of things going on. I got my first CD. My first project that has come out now, as of September 8th, it's out and available for everybody to just go get. It would be a real blessing for everybody. So it's on iTunes. You can just Google me and find out where it is. Just such a blessing. I'm just so excited about what God is doing in my life at this point in time and where He has me. JesusGroupie.com. You guys check that out. I definitely have a Christian clothing and accessory line that's on the rise and you know, really starting to, people are starting to take notice of it. So I'm really excited about that as well.
Oh, wow. Clothing line. I didn't know you had a clothing line now. Oh,
yeah, see, you missed that. You missed that on the resume.
Oh, my goodness. No, I probably overlooked it. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could have done some modeling for it or, you know, something, you know, cause I mean, I'm not, you know, a Tyson or anything like that, but you know, I could do a little something. You know, I'm not a bad looking brother.
Okay, I could probably send you a little something. You know,
I appreciate it. I would appreciate it so much. I probably overlooked that Indigo. That wasn't Indigo. That reminds me of a color, but where'd you come up with that name?
Well, it is actually a color. It's my favorite color ever, and that's actually where the name came from. It's just kind of a nickname, stage name that I had when I was on the secular side in the R&B industry. And what I did was I decided to, you know, when I got saved and when I turned over a new leaf and started this journey for Christ, I decided, you know, I was thinking about getting rid of the name, you know, just kind of like saying I'm burying that life and everything, but at the same time, I wanted anybody who was familiar with me in any way, you know, from working with me or hearing about me or anything, and the group that I was in on the secular side, I definitely wanted people to know that that's the same Indigo, you know what I mean? I didn't want to hide, like, this is, you know, this is who I am, that's where I was, this is my testimony, and this is where God has brought me, and I'm proud of that.
Right.
So it is a color, though. It's a really, really super-duper dark blue that kind of has gray tones and
right.
looks kind of purple depending on how you look at it, and it's beautiful, and so that's what inspired me to use it because that's my favorite color.
Right. Now, listen, I'm not going to have this. Yes, when I had Nicole on, Nicole Faithful Franklin on just the other day, she had me preaching, and you know, so you can really have me preach, but the thing that was you just stated, you know, that's why they have the song out, tell a story of how you overcome. So, you know, now you have a story to tell about how you overcome, you know, you overcame whatever obstacles, the situation that you were in, you know.
Yeah.
And now go ahead.
Yeah, and that's, you know, just to touch on my first single, which is called Search My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the hook, actually, the words of the hook go, Lord, search my heart. If you find anything that's not like you, take it away, because I don't want it. I just want to do your will, you know, and so... You know, it's not a matter of being better than anybody or anything like that. It's just this is where God has me. I want to be holy. I want to do it his way this time instead of my own way. I want to live in his will for my life instead of my own. And so, you know, that's why this CD, this project is so important to me, because it is definitely a testimony in every sense of the word.
Well, you know, and... Another song, they say, somebody ought to testify, you know, so, you know, so that's truly, you know, inspirational, you know, and as they say, ever since I left, you know, my sins behind, down by the riverside, you know, so it's all three songs which, you know, would just match up to what you was, you know, just talking about. Did you grow up in the church?
Actually, I did. I always say that I'm a Christian. I was a Christian for many years by default. You know, my great-grandmama went to church. My grandmama went to, you know, she was Southern Baptist, and my mother was, you know, went to church. So, you know, I went to church as well, but I didn't have my own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I didn't have, you know, my own personal thing happening there. So I was just going with the flow, you know what I mean? It wasn't something that I was doing because it was in my heart. You know, and so my lifestyle reflected that. You know, I did go to church, but I did also, you know, as I got a little older, I went less and less and less. And by the time I got in college, I wasn't going to church at all.
Right.
So, you know, I had completely detached myself from the things that I had learned when I was young and in the church because my heart wasn't connected.
Right. And that is a good thing you say that, you know, as I said, people can go to church for 100 years, but if they get nothing out of it, if they've not accomplished anything, it really means nothing at all.
Amen.
You know what I mean? you want to go to church and get something, or you want to, you know, accomplish something. You know, like, I just went to church, you know, I just went to just sit there. But, you know, if you get nothing out of it, then why are you going? You know, if you're not into, you got to get into it and believe, you know, well, see, you know what, you got me preaching again. Let me go on this other interview here.
Right. And I go to church because it's what, you know, it's what God wants us to do, you know,
right.
But at the same time, if the building that you go to church in is no longer there, do you still have a relationship?
Right.
You know, do you still have a relationship with God? So,
right, you have to, as my minister's work has always said, take the message home with you, or take it wherever you go with you, you know, have that
right.
with you. And, you know, use it, you know, whatever, use the tools that they give you, use it, you know, use it against whatever that, you know. And, I mean, that's very important, you know what I mean? And one thing that my pastor will always say, and I told Nicole this the other day, I used to sit there sometimes in the church, and my pastor would say, oh, you guys need to do this and that. But she never, you know, and she found to realize, I was sitting there, but I was taking it all in, and I would use it, what I heard, the word,
mm-hmm,
and I would use it
mm-hmm.
against the enemy or anything. I would
exactly.
use it.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
So sometimes when you see a person sitting there, and you, know,
mm-hmm.
you should, everybody that shouts or, you know, hold, doesn't mean that they always have a shouting for the right reason. A person
right.
could be sitting there in the church and could be enjoying Jesus so well, but if they're working on, as I say, something's working on the inside and working on the outside. I'm getting racing now, but you know, it's you know, they could be working on the inside. You have a joyful
mm-hmm.
time in the inside. God is just working on the inside. Nobody knows nobody knows what's going on, but you and Him. So,
right.
you know, you can't always just say he's just sitting there, he's nothing's going on. You know, everybody doesn't have to rejoice by shouting and hooping and hollering, because, you know, you could be hooping and hollering for Satan, as they would say sometimes. But, see, you got me preaching and say, you know what, we just went on to something else. But, you know, it's okay. And, I mean, I like that, because this is a while since I've even had some gospel artists on the show. So,
thank
you know,
you.
And, No, right. So, no, I was very, very impressed by you, and I got a good, good vibe. I was going to tell Nicole yesterday. I was just so happy. We talked so long yesterday during the interview. And with you, if I could go back for a minute, you used to sing. You were in an R&B girl group called, what is the name of the group?
Forbidden.
Forbidden, right. And you got,
yeah.
What happened with that group?
Well, the group, it was a four-girl singing group. The group was hot, I mean, in every way, talented, you know, all the girls are really pretty, and we were on a really good track for success. We got a record deal with Elektra Entertainment. We were signed directly by the CEO at the time, the president of the company, which was Sylvia Rhone.
Wow.
And, yeah, everything was going really, really good, but like I always say, you know, God had other plans, at least, you know, for each of us that maybe we didn't even know at that time. So, you know, things that didn't work and that we didn't really understand why it didn't work, it was because God was, you know, he was setting the stage all along for this, you know, for this part of my life.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I mean, and maybe it was a stepping stone, or maybe it would be, maybe you have to do that to get to, you know, where you are right now.
Right.
But, Sylvia Rhone, oh wow, she's very, very huge in the music industry. I never had to meet her, but I've known of her work for quite some time, you know, from Anita Baker to Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
You know, this goes on, and you know, she's opened doors for a lot of women, you know, in the music industry to reach, you know, different levels. So shout out to Sylvia Rhone. But you guys, with the group you opened up for Maya, Destiny's Child, you know, Shanti Music Soul Child, of course.
Yeah, the list goes on and on. I mean, we were definitely getting out there on a grand scale. We were, you know, in a process of, we were staying in L.A. for a couple of months recording our album and everything. But, you know, out of nowhere, you know, label politics or what have you, you know, we got dropped from the label. And actually a couple of other groups were picked up and they were later dropped as well. But, you know, we didn't understand. We were just like, why did we get dropped? And, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, in hindsight, I see that, you know, it was God's plan all along for it to end up the way that it ended up. But it was a very good experience, you know, on a lot of levels. And, again, you know, working with three other girls who have so much talent, I mean, it was definitely a plus.
And that happens, but, you know, everything has a reason for it. You also say you, of course, are the future of gospel music, and, you know, I like that, you know, you said you are the future of gospel music. That's a very, very great thing. Graduating from, was it Bowie State University with a bachelor's degree in sociology?
Yes, criminal justice concentration.
Okay.
To this day, I'm still trying to figure out why I even chose that. It was kind of one of those things. I started going to school, and I just didn't want to waste time and money, so I finished just because. But that's not where my heart was. My heart has always been with music. But, you know, as people say, it's always good to have a plan B and all that kind of stuff. I don't necessarily agree with that, but, you know, it is what it is. I did go there, and I do have, you know, the degree, so that's great, I guess. But that wasn't where I wanted to be. I just did it for the status quo. You know what I mean?
Right. Sometimes that happens. I mean, look, I'm doing radio, and I didn't even do study communication or journalism. I studied business management, and that's what my degree area is in. But, you know, it happened. You know, I'm doing radio, you know, and, it, I mean, it turned out great, you know. So it did happen, but at the end of the day, business management kind of falls under it as well, you know what I mean? But, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with sociology, it kind of deals with, you know, some kind of, you know, stuff, to, you know, where mental stress, it kind of deals with that under it, and it can help you out with the industry itself, you know what
so
I mean?
You're thinking psychology, probably. That's what you're probably thinking about.
Right. I'm all over the place.
So, sociology is just like, it was kind of like a eeny, meeny, miny, moe decision that I made in the 11th hour because I had to pick a major. I couldn't be undecided forever, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, it's all good. You know, I do have a bachelor's degree. You know, if I decide that I want to become a social worker or something, I guess that would be great to have.
Yeah, that, most definitely, most definitely. Are you still a part of the church in D.C.?
Yes, About My Father's Business Outreach Ministry. Right on New York Avenue in the heart of the inner city. We're a small church, big spirit, missions-based church that we like to go out into the streets. You know, we're not one of those churches that have a whole lot of programs within the church walls, you know. We like to get out there and save the lost. That's what it's all about for us.
Right. And with your upcoming CD, the Breakthrough?
The Breakthrough, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that, that CD.
Yeah, the Breakthrough, actually it's called the Indie First Project Breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely find it under Breakthrough. 12 songs, and I know I'm biased, but it's a magnificent project. It's beautiful. It's definitely, like I said before, it speaks to my testimony very strongly. I even have, you know, a couple of songs that speak to my experience on the secular music side. And, you know, just the whole album is just basically for people who are in the process of finding their way, people who are kind of on the fence, one foot in, one foot out of the church, people who need Christ, people who need to be transformed, whether they need, you know, to be re-transformed, you know, reintroduced to God because they were in church before and got lost away from him like I did, or just people who've never been introduced to him before. Every song, it's just great because it speaks to so many people. I've had older people, elderly people, you know, teenagers, young adults, everybody has a favorite, you know, or a few favorite songs, and it just means so much to me. I'm so happy about it. What God has done through the CD. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, the CD is fun. You know, it has its serious moments, but it really does speak to my personality as a person as well as a Christian.
Before we talk about the album, I want to take it back. I was reading something about your dad and about him having lung cancer.
Yeah.
I spoke with him in the final stages. That took me back to my grandmother, of course. She had lung cancer. And and you get ready to me testifying up in here. The serious thing is that she had, did he have a trach?
A trach? No, he didn't.
He didn't have the trach, okay. See, my grandmother had the trach. And this is the craziest thing is that before she had left, she stayed, when she was talking, it was like she didn't have it there. Like, the words were so clear. And this is the thing. The doctor said she couldn't, when she started preaching up in there, she said she couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, I could wave my hand. And then she started singing the song. If I couldn't say a word, I could wave my hand. And which means, you know, she couldn't talk and say for God, but she could wave her hand, know that he'll be there in the midst.
I know,
so
that's right.
It kind of brought me back to that because she passed away from lung cancer. You know what I mean? So kind of.
Wow.
Brought me back to
yeah.
That, yeah. You know.
Yeah. That was that was only a short 2 years ago. My dad died in July of 2007. So it's still, you know, still pretty fresh in a lot of ways. I was very, very close to my dad.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, relatively young. You know, he was 52 years old when he passed.
Oh, yeah.
So, but he had also smoked cigarettes since he was 15 years old. And
yeah.
We, you know, I'm really big on that, you know, just,
right.
You know, keeping kids, keeping people, you know, not judging people and not telling them what to do. People have to live their own lives, but, you know, having to watch someone struggle for their lives, you know, for something that could have possibly been preventable, you know what I mean? You know, that's tough. You know, I was with him till the end. I was with him the entire time in his last days, and he actually died in my arms. So it was pretty intense, you know, but, you know, my dad was saved. So, you know, I have a peace, you know, that surpasses all understanding with the situation. But I do miss him. You know, I'm still human, and that's still my dad, you know.
That's going to happen. And my grandmother died in 2007 as well. So, you know, I totally understand that very, very much. that bought me pack from Masters. It's very, very similar.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. She smoked for so long, and wow, that, and let me say, that is a very, very difficult disease to deal with, breathing. Very, very
mm-hmm.
difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very difficult. Well, let me move on with that. Your breakthrough of the track was the Search My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which, you know, One for Heaven.
One Heaven, right?
And you actually, you also do wrote this particular song, right?
One Heaven, yes. I wrote that song from beginning to end,
mm-hmm.
all by myself. One of those things where I heard the track, and I mean, immediately upon hearing the music, the concept immediately came to me. It took me probably all of an hour to completely write it from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it just flowed, and we went into the studio and cut it the next day, and the whole entire song basically took 2 days to conceptualize and to record from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's one of my, I mean, it's hard for me to pick a favorite, to be honest, but but that's probably one of my favorites. Because it, you know, it speaks to, you know, a lot of people are living a certain way and they're saying they're Christians, but, you know, it's like, are you living like you really want to go to heaven, you know, at the end of the day?
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, it's, again, as Nicole said, made a good statement yesterday. It's hard to stay consistent and to be good. It's easy to be bad and do the wrong thing. It's so easy, but being good is so hard. You know, it's hard, but it's easy to. It's not something though. It's easy to be bad. It's so easy to do the wrong thing. It's very easy.
Right, and it's not really even good or bad. It's just doing it God's way or
mm-hmm.
doing it the world's way. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just that simple. You know. Either you're going to follow what the way that God, either you're for him or you're against him. You know, there's
right.
no middle ground. So.
And this is the thing that I like. No matter what you've done or how bad it is, you still can be forgiven for it. No matter how good or how, no matter how bad it was, no matter how, you still can be forgiven for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. And another one you have that you wrote was He Paid It All.
Yeah.
Now, but what is this one about? It's produced by Brian Brown.
Yeah, Brian Brown. Big ups to BB. He's a local cat out of Maryland that, you know, he actually produced two songs on the project. He did He Paid It All and he did Love Like This. He Paid It All, man, that was like one of those, you know, hip hop driven tracks, you know, a very hard edge, you know, to the music, but still very melodic melodies over top of the beats, and just talking about that ultimate sacrifice. I mean, you know, Christ paid it all for us, you know what I mean, so that we can walk around and have salvation one day. It's because of him, because of the price that he paid for us, which was dying on the cross. So that's basically what that song is all about. He paid it all.
Mm-hmm. And, you wrote another one calling for you, which, you know, is written by you and, you know, produced by Jarrod Anderson, of course.
Jarrod Anderson.
Jarrod
mm-hmm.
Anderson. Okay.
Calling for You?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one, I mean, when you listen to that song, I mean, that was one of the ones that kind of got thrown into the project at the very end, because I really felt like that was the song, the kind of song that would definitely minister to people who were not saved. You know what I mean? It's kind of inspirational more so than gospel. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that I grabbed the attention and the hearts of people who were not saved, but maybe wanted a relationship with Christ, or at least, you know, to get their attention enough to make the switch.
So if I can ask you this, spare for a minute, you're a gospel artist.
Mm-hmm.
What makes your music different from what we're hearing from the other gospel artists out there today?
Well, you know, that's a matter of perception. You know what I mean? For the future of gospel thing and all that, you know, like you said, that's like really sweet. I loved it when I first heard it. I didn't write that. But, you know, I just think that because a lot of artists now are really progressive in their approach to gospel music. There are a lot of non-traditional gospel artists. I mean, you have, like, Mary Mary's song, The God in Me, you know, that's on regular radio in heavy rotation. You know, I don't go to nightclubs. I don't go to the clubs, but I heard that they play that song in the clubs. You know what I mean?
Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
No. Go ahead.
Okay. That can kind of go for, it's considered, they have that maybe because it's considered contemporary gospel. And sometimes you can get a contemporary gospel and you can kind of throw it in with R&B or like a soul song. And since it's kind of like a little up-tempo, you can kind of, okay, let's throw this in a club, you know what I mean, kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all.
No, so that's why they can kind of, that's why kind of Mary Mary can kind of get some play on, you know, WBLS or, you know, these R&B hip-hop stations because, you know, kind of, you know, we can kind of blend in because sometimes,
yeah.
You know, you do a gospel song, a contemporary gospel song, but, you know, it kind of sound like, you know, it can go for an R&B, so, you know, but if you're doing just straight gospel, it's kind of hard to get airplay, you know, on any station, you know, because, you know, unless you got especially like a Sunday, they'll throw it in, you know, so it's kind of hard, which is regular gospel, it's a temporary gospel, you know what I mean? So
right.
That's one of the
I think it's a blessing in disguise because it allows people who will probably never, ever get exposed to God's name at all, you know, to be exposed to his name and to want to know more about him, you know what I mean? Maybe someone has been in the club, I mean, and maybe have been convicted about being there or something like that because they heard that song. Who knows? You know what I mean? The point is it was done in a spirit of Christianity. And so, I'm not mad at that at all, you know, the fact of where it's playing. The point is it's playing. It's getting the gospel out there. So I just think that more so than, you know, my music, what makes my music so different is just that I, as an artist, I think define my music because it is about it's coming from me. It's coming from my personal perspective. So you know, I'm kind of a little different than you know a lot of artists that I've seen. I don't see a whole lot of artists, you know, wearing you know dresses and sneakers in the pulpit and things like that. But you know, it's not something that I'm trying to do to be blatantly different than anybody else. It's just, this is kind of who I am, you know what I mean? I'm just a little eclectic in my approach to who I am, and I think it just translates in my music.
This is another thing that I always teach to gospel artists, is that in your area of music, you have, it's like, eyes are watching, and because of the type of music that you're singing, it's religious music. So if you do one bad thing, it's like you're messed up. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Because she sings this and she's supposed to be this, but look what she's doing. I mean, you could have cursed, you know, out of you know anything, or snap, or she's supposed to be this or she's supposed to be that. You know, I know she was a phone. You know what I mean? So that's another thing that you know gospel artists you know have to go through. You know with that being labeled, you know, as supposed to be quote unquote perfect, you know what I mean?
I don't look at it like, you know, the point is, and that's one reason why I didn't want to, you know, at first, a lot of people don't understand when I say this, but I didn't want to sing gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the Lord, you know, when I got saved a few years back, I was really on fire for Christ and just, you know, I wanted to make a difference just on a different level than music. The music industry, but God called me to do it, so I have to be obedient. But, you know, I didn't want to be accountable. I didn't want to have to be held up that high, like, oh, gosh, like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. But the point is you're a representative. You're a representative for the kingdom. So, you know, that doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but it does mean that you're supposed to, you know, have a conscience about the things that you're out here doing. You want to be an example for God. You want to be an example of why you want to live for God and not for the world. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I don't expect anyone to, I'm not perfect, no, but you know, it's a striving everyday thing to get it right and to show people that this is the way it is supposed to be done. You know what I mean? Or if you're going to say that you're a Christian, then you need to step your game up. You know, people are just too relaxed about worship and too relaxed about how they're going to, you know, follow the Lord and bring disciples to him. And you can't be, because it's souls at stake. This thing is not a game. You know what I mean?
It's not. It is very, very true. And as I say to her, you know, you gotta. It's hard to remain and to stay consistent. You know what I mean? And you know, as I always say, if you're gonna talk the talk and walk the walk. You know what I mean? And that is very, very important. You know what I mean? And another thing is this. You have so many tracks up here. You know, a good amount of tracks. You know, and I was reading here. Another one is which one else was this right here? Your Love Like This, Until You Bless Me, A Fresh Anointing, and you know, Fallen, of course. Is that, you did a lot of writing in any album?
Yeah, I didn't write Isaiah Thomas produced and different people wrote different things. I co-wrote quite a few songs.
Right.
Isaiah Thomas wrote Jehovah God.
Right.
I did a lot of co-writing, and did a couple of songs where I actually wrote them all by myself. And then actually there are some songs that I didn't write on at all, but they're all songs that speak to, you know, the direction that God had me go. And I'm very appreciative to all the writers and producers who had a hand in it.
Now you're are you a minister?
I like to consider myself a minister of the gospel in terms of a singer. You know, God has given me this gift and I'm using it to get his word out there so that I can make disciples out of mere men. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, in traditional standards of how the word minister was used, you know, in terms of preaching, no, not a preacher. But
a prophet, maybe?
No. No. That's not my gift. Not at this time.
Okay. Understandable. You know, it's tough, you know what I mean? It's tough, but, you know, you remain consistent, you know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, God is really, really good, you know. You know,
yeah, he is.
You know, good, you know. He brought us out of, you know, a lot of things, you know, that, you know, we've been through in life. And, okay, so far, you know, where you are in your career, how do you feel about it?
In terms of what part of it, just the whole...
In general.
I mean, I feel really good. I feel blessed to just be able to be... he gave me another chance, you know what I mean? That's how I see it. He gave me a chance at life to do it his way, and he's given me an opportunity to do it his way this time, and so I don't want to let him down, you know what I mean? I spent a long time doing it my way and letting him down, so I'm excited about this path. I'm excited about, you know, the different projects and things that I have my hand in. I'm writing, you know, for other gospel artists, you know, local artists and other people who are on the same path, you know, doing songs for them. And, you know, like I said, the clothing, just, you know, really excited about JesusGroupie.com. Definitely go to the website, register. We're on Facebook as well, Jesus Groupie Inc. You can find us. Jesus Groupie INC. We're on Twitter. You can follow us on twitter.com/JesusGroupie. I mean, we're just trying to do this thing big for the kingdom. So we're just really excited, and I'm excited about where God has me right now.
Mm-hmm. If I could take it back for a minute, I meant to ask you this in the beginning. Musically, did you have any influences?
Not really. Like I tell people a lot, you know, because I got saved in 2006, you know, that's not a really, really long time. I, you know, listened to, I used to listen to R&B music and stuff and hip-hop and stuff a lot, so I didn't really have gospel artists that I really looked up to or emulated in any way at that time because I wasn't in the church at the time, I was in the world. I have definitely been inspired by the voices of people like J Moss, the direction and the bravery, you know, of artists like Ty Tribbett who just kind of go out there and really do things that are really, really left field but to God's glory, and it works because he did it for the right reason. You know, Aisha Woods, people like that who are just kind of doing things by the beat of their own drum and making it work for God, you know, that's really exciting. So I would definitely say I've been inspired by people along the way.
Well, you know, I mean, this is another thing. I mean, you gotta say this, but the thing is this. I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, that she didn't, you know. I mean, I listen to both gospel and R&B, you know. And to be honest, you know, and I love it both. But you know, this is the thing. What I like about gospel artists, when I hear a song, I like to get something. I like to feel it, you know, get some type of affection from it. It's easy to just listen to a song, okay, it's gospel, but to me, it's a waste of my time. If I'm not getting nothing out of it or if there's no message being brought, you know, what is the use of me listening to it?
Right.
And that goes with any song that I play on the radio or any song that I do. You know, I want something out of it. To me, that's real talent to me. You know what I mean? When you do a song and you do it from your heart and you know when somebody listens, they're gonna get something out of it, some type of message, something. It's gonna help them in life, either now or later. It's gonna help kind of way. You know what I mean? So that's just my opinion. You know, about my perception of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so gospel is very, very important to me. You know what I mean? And I mean sometimes when I see gospel artists sing, you know, in certain songs, I start tearing. I do. I start tearing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I start singing along with them. You know
right.
what I mean? You know, that's what I like to get out of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get something out of it. You know what I mean? So, this is another thing. It's like people in the different churches. This is another thing that, you know, I just like in my pastor city is this. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you have to be, everybody that you hang and be associated or around with has to be saved. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
There's nothing wrong with the community of people who are not saved. Maybe you can, you know, lead them the way or, you know, convince them. Or, you know, everybody that you know that you don't have to be around has to be saved. You know, and that's the wrong thing. That's the wrong way to let people, lead people, or, to, you know, have people thinking.
I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
You know, everybody's gonna come in contact. Not gonna be saved. You know what I mean? Maybe
and everybody has to come on their own time as well. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
And it's up to us to live a certain way to be an inspiration, and not to, you know, necessarily force feed people, but to just in how you live. A lot of people, you know, I found along the way have started to switch up and change. You know, and get a little more involved in their churches and get a little closer to God because they just see such a light in me, and they want to know what it is, and I'm like, hey, that's Jesus. That's the only way. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, that's what it's all about.
And someone wants to sing the song. You know, I came to Jesus as I was. I was really, really wounded and sad. You know what I mean? So, and another thing that my grandmother told me is that I was very, very close to her. I mean, very close. I was like her shadow, if I, you know. But one thing she told me is that I can't get saved for you. I can't speak up for you because everybody's gonna have to speak for themselves. You know what
right.
I mean? So that taught me so much. You know what I mean? I thought
sounds like grandma was very wise.
Very, 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 very,
very
wise.
Very, very wise.
So, and she told me, I thought, oh, Grandma could do this, Grandma could do that, but when it comes to God, I have to go to Him myself. She can't save my life for me. She can't do that. I have to do it. I have to stand up there. I have to be the man to go up there and do it for me. She can't do it.
Right.
She only represents for her own life.
Amen.
And, I mean, that is so very, very true. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, you know, the message that, you know, your dad told you, one thing that she told me, anything that I do in life, make sure that I put God first. And that is so, so true. And it will be the best turnout. I don't care what it is, it will be the best turnout if God's involved or you put
mm-hmm.
Him first in it. it'll be the best. It'll be the best outcome. And I believe that in my heart, always. I believe that. And,
right.
Omni got me preaching up here again. Got me preaching. Got me preaching. So, you know, it really inspires me so much to talk about that. You know, and nevertheless, and you're such inspiring. You know, you're young at that. You're young. They say we call the old because they're strong. We call the young, you know, they call the old because they know the way. They call the young because they're strong. And,
right.
You know, so that is so true. You know, the old, when you're older, you know the way. You know how to get there. You know, we call the young, you know, because they're strong. And so it's really, really, you know, I really like the fact that you're, you know, that you're doing this at such a young age. You know, you're getting the word out there, you know. So, you know, first of all, thanks for that.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've had such a good time. You're great. You're great. Good luck to you and all you do.
Thank you very much. I wasn't finished just yet. I was just making a statement, but, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, rush you off. But I wanted to, besides this on this album, is it, I'm lost. Is it out or is it coming out?
The album is out. It's available. It's in select stores nationwide at this point. I'm an independent artist, so, you know, sometimes with that, you know, a lot of times the label, the distributor may not, you know, put a whole lot of, you know, albums up front and out there in every single Walmart across the country until you kind of prove yourself, and it's all good, you know what I mean? But I'm also, the album, The Breakthrough, is also available on iTunes, and you can actually go to BestBuy.com and FYE.com, and they'll actually mail you a physical CD, you know, to your address, which is really cool. But, you know, I've found that most people are kind of on this whole iTunes thing right now, so, you know, it's definitely, you can get it on there. You can get individual songs, or you can get the whole CD on there as well, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I know they're going to go pick it up, and after the interview, you know, they're going to hear it, you know, and another thing is, besides this, you know, is there anything else that you're working on? I know you got, they said the clothing line, which I hope I get a phone call for to do some participation with this.
Yeah, like, you know, like I said, I'm writing for some other gospel artists as well. So, you know, I'm building a really strong writer production team with my god brother right now, DJ Bam, the gospel DJ. Big up to him. So we're getting quite a little bit of work, you know, on the local side, and I do hope to be able to shop a lot of these songs to national gospel artists as well, because that's really a big love of mine is, you know, writing songs as well. You know, JesusGroupie.com, you know, you guys just got to check that out to understand and fully see the concept and the products that are there. You know, I'm working on a nonprofit. Don't want to put too much out there about it quite yet, but, you know, I'm definitely into empowering the youth and, you know, building their foundations in Christ so that they can grow strong in Him, you know what I mean? And things like that. So I got my hand in a few little things right now, and hopefully as God leads me, I'll, you know, definitely get into some more things also. But I'm trying not to do things that I want to do because I want to do it. I'm trying to be led by the Spirit.
Right,
in the decisions that I'm making, yeah.
Understandable. If I may ask, where would you like to see your career? Maybe 5 years from now. Where would you like to see it? If that is.
Oh wow, 5 years. Wow. Maybe, you know, 2 or 3 albums out. You know, maybe a Stellar Award, a Dove Award, maybe a Grammy nomination. you know, centers to have to be able to rescue a lot of these girls who are brought over here from other countries as part of the sex trade market. You know, I really have a heart and a passion for that also, because there's a lot of that going on that people don't realize. It's a lot of girls and women being sold in this country from other countries and stuff like that. You know, I just want to be even further, you know, in my ministry, and I want to be able to know my Bible back and forth, left and right. I mean, this walk is not a joke. It's not a game for me. It's real. And I don't feel like I'm going to be on Earth forever. Some people, I mean, have this invincibility thing that they just, they don't see the end coming or whatever. We're all going to die. That's the one thing we have in common. And I don't want to go to hell. That's the bottom line. And I do believe that it exists, and I'm trying to stay out of there.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
So that's pretty much it. I just want to excel as a person as much as I can in ministry in the next 5 years. I hope to see Jesus Groupie apparel and products in stores all across the country. You know, I want it to be cool for just like you can go in a store, get LRG, you can get Rockaware, you can get Sean John. Why not get Jesus Groupie stuff? You know what I mean? Why can't that be cool and hip to wear stuff like that as well? Why not? You know what I mean? I believe anything is possible. So
I would be more than happy to promote that line for you. I would love to. I mean, if you got anything my size, let me know. I will wear it and promote it. It'll take, you know, and, you know, I really, really would. I like the fact that you came out with something like that, you know. So, you know, good luck with that. Good luck.
Thank
with
you.
Your line, you know. And once again, you know, you got a model here. You know, I'll do a job for you.
Nah. Don't back out when I call you now.
I'll do it. No. I really know it's nothing about me. And I told all my guests, I'm not talking industry talk. I'm really, everything I say, you know, it's the truth. And I mean it, you know what I mean? So, you know, let me know anytime, you know what I mean? And this is another thing, you know, that you brought that up about, you know, people stay in the list forever. It's sometimes some people fear that happening, you know what I mean? But they don't kind of, don't look at it, you know, and they fear nothing else. So when it comes to that, they're skeptical, you know, and they're scared, you know what I mean? No matter what they do, but they just scared that that's going to happen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, and it's hard, and they'll cry. Some people actually will stress about that. It's very, very, you know, like gone mentally,
right?
Because of that. Because it's a very serious thing. You see it happen, but, you know, you're like, okay, you know. And, you know, it's just something, it's a hard thing to battle with, you know what I mean? Some people learn to accept, and they accept it, but a lot can't. Anything else, they don't care, they don't fear, but when it comes to that, you know, they, you know, I have.
Right.
You know, and this is why you have to have, you know, people who are, you know, in God, you know, and can help you through that battle, you know what I mean? It's not an easy thing to do. But you can help them, you know, get through it, you know what I mean? Let them know it's going to be okay, you know, as long as you know you got God on your side, you got Jesus, it's going to be all right at the end, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing that, you know, my grandmother used to sing the song, you know, it was water the first time, there's going to be fire next time, you know what I mean? She used to sing that song all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she used to sing, come on in the Lord's house, it's going to rain. It's going to rain
right.
Down fire. You got me preaching over here again. Indigo, I love you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
thanks,
you.
Tim. I love
you
too. Thank you
so
much
for coming on my show. And listen to me. Listen. Stay in touch. And come back by the show anytime. I really, really enjoyed interviewing you. You and Nicole, it was something different about all the interviews that I've done, from Smokey Robinson to Gloria Gaynor to Whitney's mom on the show. I know how those big people, but it's something different about you, too. It's something different.
Well, praise God. Thank you.
It was something different. You would say you had those big people on, but it's something different. It was something different. Something I felt. And then we talked about personal experiences that, it's, you know, with similar experiences. You know, your dad and my grandma was something.
Mm-hmm.
Similar experiences, different stories. So, you know, they would, you know, say something about that. So, sometimes it doesn't matter the big of the guest, you know, but it's what you get out of the interview. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
Thank you so much, and, you know, for coming on the show. And come back anytime that you see fit, you know what I mean? And let me know if you want me to model anything, and I'll be there, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And
okay.
Again, good luck with the album. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
And you'll be blessed.
Thanks. You too.
All right now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Drama, only attract to the things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Have some guidance from above. The people got me questioning.
Don't belong. Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on. What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and even crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
My shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door.
Ooh.
my soul. I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never lift that weight.
Shout out to indie recording artist Indigo for coming on the show. Make sure you guys support her. Look at her album, The Breakthrough, which is in stores now on iTunes, everywhere. Go get her album. It's a very, very good album, and I loved her so much. Very, very great, very great interview. And please go support this young lady. She's a very, very good individual. Clothing line coming. Make sure you guys support her. I'm going to leave you with Janet Jackson with Everywhere I Go. And I love you guys. Stay healthy, strong, and support Miss Indigo once again. Brilliant gospel record on us. Love you guys. Peace out. I'll see you back on at 10.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel your love around me, baby. I'll never forget. Thank you.